You're listening to the Sabrina Philip podcast. In this episode, I give a life and business breakdown of my 2022. I share the strategic changes I made to my business, the personal choices I made to get me more of what I want, and how my word for the year played out. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with $800 in her bank account and just 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan. Using her signature, intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently traveling the world, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to give you a rundown of my 2022, what it looks like for me, some of the big changes that I experienced this year, and it is the first of two parts. So in the next episode, I will be talking about what I've got coming up for 2023 and what some of my plans are, what some of my goals are. So this is part one, where we're going to be talking about what happened in 2022. So this was a very fun year for me. It was very exciting, very spicy. And we had another multiple seven-figure cash year, which I'm so excited about. A couple of years ago, I stopped sharing my specific numbers. And the reason for that is I don't want people to hire me just because of how much money I make. And I also feel like that is just not a strong marketing point for me at this level and stage of my business. I hit seven figures back in 2017. I work about 12 to 15 hours a week. I have a really strong team. Many of my team members have been with me for 5.5 years at this point. I have a lot of mainstream recognition. I write for Entrepreneur. I have a big platform. 23 of my clients have hit seven figures. Like, there's a lot more that's exciting to me than just how much money my business is making. So your girl did very, very well. But I'm just not excited by sharing specifics. And I also just want you to hire me if you're thinking about hiring a business coach, because of how much my clients are making, not because of how much I'm making. So I won't be giving you that number, but I will be giving you some insight to the strategic changes that happened this year and the high level kind of overview of what happened and the way that I think about my business and why I made the changes and the shifts that I did. 2022 was definitely a very big year for me in many ways, in terms of income, team, scale, family, everything. And the first kind of big thing that happened this year, the first kind of big change, was I said goodbye to my Inner Circle program. Now, I talked about this in a previous episode, and I will link it in the show notes if you want to get the overview of why I made that decision and everything that went into it. But long story short, I have a coaching program, had a coaching program called the Inner Circle, and I ran it for 3 years, 3.5 years, and I made $2 million cash from that program. So it was definitely a very big moneymaker, and I think that it was the kind of blueprint that people now have for their high-level masterminds that didn't really exist previously, where there was a very, very expensive, very exclusive mastermind for women with lots of luxury travel involved. And I think now it's kind of the norm. And now everybody and their mom has an Inner Circle. So when everybody's doing what I'm doing is when I want to start doing something different. And it just was time for me to step away from that. But that was a really big change, because previously I had, let's say, 11 Inner Circle clients plus a couple of private clients having that direct daily access to me every single day. I work with my clients every day in my masterminds and in my group programs, but that's in a group container. And so this was a very big shift to go from, you know, 70% of my coaching hours inside of the Inner Circle, 70% of the time I spend in my business, since most of what I do is focused on coaching, to have that go away and to have a program that brings in about $600,000, $650,000, $700,000 every year, to shut that down was definitely not an easy decision. But now that I'm several months out from it, I can definitely say that it was the right one. It is something that I grappled with all year. Starting back in February is when I initially got those nudges and those hints of something needs to change here. I made the first kind of initial wave of changes back in July. And then at the end of October, I officially shut that program down. Now, one thing that was really cool about that, though, and one of the motivating reasons for why I did that, is I have my Millionaire Mastermind, which is for women entrepreneurs who want to scale to seven figures. So I had my Inner Circle, which was to scale to seven figures, and I had my Millionaire Mastermind, which was to scale to seven figures. So I was running two programs solving the same problem. And what I have essentially done is I've combined them. So now we have three Inner Circle ladies who are also in Millionaire Mastermind. And I think it's so cool because it's just elevated the conversation to a different level, because now there are people who are already making seven figures inside of the Millionaire Mastermind. And the way that I structure it is I have pods. So now there is a pod for people who are at seven figures and want to go beyond that. There's also a VIP option for people who do want to have that private access to me. But I think just combining them has been really the game changer, and just moving away from that was a tough decision. It was a big decision, but it was definitely the right decision. The second big thing that was really present for me this year was there was a huge focus on content. So you are either watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, and that has been a big part of my year. So I don't even know how many podcast episodes we recorded this year. Probably like 60 or 70. It was a pretty fair amount. So we started off back in June or July with one podcast episode a week. Now we're up to two episodes a week. Now we're also doing video recordings of podcasts. So there was a big, big emphasis on content, and not just podcasts. I also put out my CEO Confessions newsletter that goes out every single Friday, where I give kind of a deep dive behind the scenes of my business or some sort of, you know, horror story of something that I've experienced and the lessons to be learned and the takeaways from that. And I have actually been really blown away by how popular CEO Confessions has become. I have so many people who message me all the time saying that CEO Confessions is their favorite newsletter. I was doing a guest live stream for somebody else and they commented saying, CEO Confessions is my favorite. I read it every week. And I didn't even know that this person was following me because they were in somebody else's community. But then to get that feedback in real time felt so cool. And something that I've been doing is with all of the CEO Confessions newsletters is I screenshot all of the responses and replies that I get and I keep them organized with that email. And so it is just so fun to be able to look back and see how engaged people are with that newsletter. And it's been really fun, but it was also a bit of a stretch for me because something I've been feeling this year is a lot of resistance with the state of the coaching industry. I think it has gotten a bit messy. And for me, CEO Confessions is kind of pushing back on that and showing you what it's really like to be a CEO and to really scale a company. And I think that people are so focused on money, 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 clients, clients, clients. And it's like, okay, leadership, infrastructure, dealing with hard things, mindset, scaling, automation, all of those pieces. And I get to talk about that. And I also get to normalize that, you know, you can hold hard things and you can still be really successful. So I've loved that. Marketing is now our biggest expense in our business. So we have really gone all in on this. I'm really big on batching these days, lots of working on our content bank, video, podcast, email. LinkedIn is going to be a project coming up. So we're just doing so much with content. I even got on TikTok. Okay. I got on TikTok. So we're doing some fun stuff with content. And that was just a really big part of my 2022. The third thing that happened this year that was new for me, it was not new for me, but it was like new again to me, was really doing a lot of mini programs and masterclasses. So back in 2016, 2017, when I started my business, I would have these what I called quick cash offers, right? It's something that I teach in my sold out sales program. It's something I teach in Launch Baby Launch, but basically just these quick offers that, you know, always sell, which are a great way to make money. And I had kind of moved away from that. I really had my very set product suite that I loved. But this year we started doing more of those just because I felt this general energy of like wanting to teach more and wanting to kind of, you know, speak to my clients and have these masterclasses and have these trainings. And it was also a way to add value to my Millionaire Mastermind because they get free access to this content. And so it was a way for me to kind of create new curriculum for them and still make money by, you know, selling tickets to the public. But what I did not expect was how amazingly well that this would go, like just what a reaction we would get. So the first one that I did, which I've spoken about on the podcast previously, we made $41,000 cash from that one mini program. And it just got so much easier and better from there. And what I also noticed is that a lot of the people who are buying these mini programs and masterclasses would then go buy my Wealthy Woman Accelerator, or they would then go buy my Millionaire Mastermind. So one of the shifts we've now made is that the Wealthy Woman Accelerator gets all of the masterclasses, mini programs, and live courses included, as well as Millionaire Mastermind, which always got those included. So it's been super fun. And something that I've been working on for the last few months is creating assets for all of these. So we now have a sales page for every single one of these programs. We have promo emails, we have automation emails, enrollment, all of that. So we also went ahead and created all of that for the mini programs in 2023. So I literally have assets for a program running in like July 2023 and we're ready to go already, just because that was a very big focus for us, was getting really, really organized. Because if we are going to do these mini programs and masterclasses that take us away from our normal product suite, then we need it to be really easy. We need it to be something that we can plug and play, rinse and repeat. So we got that done. The fourth thing that was kind of big for me this year was I really stopped giving any fucks, which I don't think I've had very many for quite a few years. But as I said earlier in the episode, like, I have just been feeling a lot of BS in the industry and just seeing a lot of stuff that I've not loved. And previously, the way that I've dealt with that is just kind of pulling back on social media and like not wanting to participate. But now I feel like I'm just much more like calling that stuff out, because I'm even noticing the impacts in new clients that I'm working with. So I have new clients coming to work with me who previously worked with people who told them that like everything is easy. Like, you don't need a foundation. You don't need a sales process. You don't need anything. You just need to want something and receive. And they're struggling so much because they don't have a foundation. And I think that's also part of what motivated me to start doing these masterclasses, is just to teach people about business. I really think we need to get back to business. And so CEO Confessions was also a part of that. Just, you know, kind of giving my perspective and take on having been a leader and, you know, a multiple seven-figure CEO for so long now. So any fucks that I had died this year. Even just when it comes to things like parting ways with clients who are no longer a fit for me, I've always been so bad when it comes to firing. I'm definitely the person who fires very, very slowly and like secretly manifests them quitting, just because I hate feeling like a quote unquote bad person. This year, I didn't do that. If I remember, at the beginning of the year was when I made my first fire. There were so many issues and I was just like, okay, it's not a fit. Like, please let me know, you know, what outstanding invoices I have. I will take care of those. But I didn't like hang on or wait for things to get better, just because I know from experience now that, you know, if you want something to get better, if you want a situation to improve with a team member, you really need to see that in their personality. It's not necessarily a skill set thing. I think hire for fit, train for skill set. But if I'm not seeing that, I'm not going to twist myself into a pretzel to make a situation work that doesn't, whether that's with team members, clients, whatever. So that was a big thing for me. The other thing that was very, very different this year was I have recorded at this point 4 months worth of podcast episodes with my coach, but it will be 6 months total, not podcast episodes. It will be published as a podcast episode, but our private coaching sessions. So my private coaching sessions with my coach, we have recorded those and they will be published as a podcast. So her podcast is called Literally, and I will link it in the show notes so you can go check that out. A bunch of episodes are already out, so you can go tune into those. And we will be dropping one a week for the next couple of months. But that was a very big stretch for me, and it was a bit weird when I got started. And just, I didn't filter myself or anything like that, but I was also just very aware of the fact that this is being recorded, and also the fact that no one had ever done anything like that before. So, you know, my coach, she does this where she records 6 months of sessions with a client, but they're always brand new clients. They're always clients who are kind of starting at the beginning of their business. It's not a client she's been working with for 6 years. Like, my coach and I have been together for that long. It's not a client who's making seven figures, let alone multiple seven figures. So to have someone, I think, really peel back the curtain like that of their business and just kind of put it all out there, it was definitely a bit weird. But now that the episodes are out there, I think I feel okay about it. Like, I feel good about it, obviously, but I have not listened back to any of the episodes, and I don't think I will. I've actually never listened to myself back. So I've never listened to one of my podcast episodes. I've never watched one of my video trainings unless it's like a 60-second reel. I'm just not going to watch it. I kind of like black out when I'm teaching, and then I just trust that it's going to be a-okay. But yeah, that was a big thing for me. And I think that it was a good kick in the pants. I'm really glad I did it. We still have a couple more months to record, but it was for sure a big stretch. And it was the last 4 months of the year. So we started recording in September. So it has been a very kind of big present thing this year. The other thing that was really big was thinking about starting a family. So I'm not pregnant yet. I'm not trying yet. There is no baby registry yet. But that has been something I've really been thinking about since June pretty seriously. And I think it's something that motivated a lot of the changes that I made this year. So a lot of the big focus on, you know, content marketing and batching and, you know, systems and like not holding on to clients or team members who weren't a fit, that was part of really getting my business ready for expanding my family. I take so many prenatal vitamins. It is gross because the ones that I take, it's like powder. So I have to have 2 powders of prenatal. I have to have 1 powder of the collagen. I have 2 omega-3s. I have 2 probiotics and I have iron. And I think I have this thing called like COQ10, Coke 10 or whatever. It's just, it's a lot, but it's very tasty. It's very healthy, I guess. Lots of focus on like exercise, nutrition, water, walks, all of that stuff. So that has been a new thing for me, but I'm excited to see what that looks like for us in 2023 or maybe 2024. But I think it definitely created a big clarity of focus of like, okay, like it is time to go to the next level. And I think it also motivated the decision to do the podcast with my coach because I feel like it's kind of now or never because I wouldn't necessarily want to do that when I'm pregnant or when I have a newborn. So this feels like a good season to partner with her in that way. And also just to show even my clients, I try to be as, you know, transparent as I can in my CEO confessions and in my podcast, but now you can hear me in my sessions with my coach and realize like, okay, yeah, like they talk about the same stuff over and over. They keep talking about content. They keep talking about mindset. Like maybe it's not as complicated as I think it is. Maybe I do just need to keep doing the same things over and over, better and better. So it was just kind of perfect season with the family stuff. But yeah, Paul and I are really excited. You know, I've said on the podcast, like, I just feel like our marriage is in such a great season and our family is in such a great season. My business is in such a great season. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm excited for that next chapter. And then we just had some fun trips. So I went to Paris this year. I went to Switzerland. I went to Mallorca, Tuscany, Florence. I went to Florida a few times. We did the Highlands. We did London. So lots of fun travel and trips this year. And I think next year I want to do Japan. You will hear in the next episode what my trips are for next year. So I always set a word for every single year, and I've already got my word for next year. My word for next year is overflow. But for this year, the word was creator. And when I picked the word creator, I was thinking about like content creation, really. And I do think I leaned into that, right? We're super consistent with the podcast. We were doing CEO confessions, video marketing. Like there was so much that was created there in terms of content. But I also feel like I basically created a new version of my business, right? Like I went from, you know, I don't even know like the number of coaching hours it was, but 70% of my coaching hours was the inner circle. And now that's gone, right? So like all of that time has freed up. So I've created a new version of my business. I've created new programs. I've created new masterclasses. I've started the process of writing a book. Like there has been so much kind of practical creation this year. But then also I just feel like creating so many like memories and friendships and so many fun experiences this year. And this idea of playing with creating a family has been a very present thought for me this year. So there has been a lot of creation, and with creation comes, you know, kind of death and rebirth and, you know, burning things down to kind of create space for that creation. So there was a lot of change this year, but it was all really good change. And I think that I've had so many great years the last couple of years in business. So I don't want to say that this was my best year ever, because I think each year is, you know, the ones that we love, right? Like the good years, I think that they're all good in their own way. And it was the best year for that season of our lives. But I do really think that this might have actually been my best year yet, because it just felt so authentic and balanced and integrated and really just like radically in alignment with myself and what I want and where I'm going. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been spicy. That's what I have been up to. Stay tuned for part 2, where you can hear all about my 2023 business goals, strategies, plans, all of that. And if you want to get excited for 2023 together, please go ahead and sign up for the Vision Board Party. We do this every single year. I think this will be our 4th or 5th year doing it, and it is free. It's on December 28th, and you can sign up at the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. We release new episodes each and every week, so make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you want to work with me to scale your business to 6, 7, or even 8 figures, send me a message, because I'm currently accepting new clients. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next week.